Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here. What up, T-Boogie? Let me do this real quick. Guys, call into the show. 646-668-2519. What up, D-Narell? Let me do the shout-out to the Super Chess Brothers. We got a good show tomorrow on the Sunday Rumble. Do blacks really come from Africa and pan-Africanism against versus ADOS? BGS Idmore is the leadoff. We got Dr. Mumbi next week. And then we got Paris. I'm trying to get Paris Milan. Intercultural dating is a swirling, like dating Africans, dating, you know. So we wanna basically see what that's about. We got some good shows. Shout out to my brother Maurice. Collins only looked good when we had 11 Pro Bowlers. Man, you know I'm a 49ers fan like you, my brother. Late Dodge, he's a read option quarterback. Black Ubu strikes. How successful was San Francisco in the coach without Cap? Thank you, my brother, Mr. M. Moore, 47. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take some calls, man. And you Negroes, yeah, okay, go ahead. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, hold on. Can y'all hear me? Oh, okay. All right. No, okay, good. All right. Okay, cool. He must be behind. So I'll tell you what, man. Do me a favor. 646-668. Anybody can call in. All right. Debate show positions, y'all. I'm staying up for about 2 hours tonight on this, and I have to do the call-in show for a minute. Call in. The number is what, 646-668-2519. All right, let me go ahead and take a call. Let's see what we got here. Nick, put your stuff on mute real quick. We got 602 on the air. What's going on, brother?
What's up, brother? What's up? This is Jamaican caller.
Oh, my God. What's up, brother?
I'm good. What's up? Kaepernick, I respect that, brother. You see? The brother took a stance when black men were being shot by the police. That's the issue. When black men were being shot innocently by the police, and there's numerous cases of that, the man took a stand, okay? I don't care how bad of a player he is or whatever the hell, I respect him for taking a stance. See what I'm saying? And that's
Wait a minute.
That
can
is
anybody,
the issue.
Can anybody hear him? Hold on a second. People say they can't hear you. So hold on a second. What's going on here? Can't hear the caller. What the fuck is going on today? Can't hear him, dude. Hold on a second.
All right.
Can you guys hear him now?
Yeah.
Right, talk. Yes, can you guys
okay.
hear
me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but they can't hear him. Okay, Nick, can you hear him? Man, the white man is holding my shit back. Hold on a second, brother. What's going on tonight?
The white
right,
man, I work all my
time. Yeah, man, he holding my shit back, man, because I hear you real
yeah,
good.
He's working. Well, he ain't going to sit down and let you, you know, he's a white man have to do
okay,
what he
on.
Got to do.
All right, nobody can still hear him. Hold on a second. Let me see. No, you just hear me, but you don't hear him. Fuck.
Well, hey, white man working tonight, my brother.
All right, what about, okay, go ahead and talk now. Maybe it might be working now. If it's not, man, I don't
yeah.
know. Restart.
Can you hear me now?
Because I hear you.
Can
perfectly.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly.
Can they hear me online?
Yeah, I hear you good. But Nick, you Wait, hold on a second. Let me change my mixer real quick and see what's going on. Default. Man, a white man will not stop holding me back, man. What the fuck is going on with this shit? Nigga. Studio. All right, let's see. We don't hear the caller. Fuck. Okay, Nick. You did me a favor. All right, stay on the line. Okay, I'm going to restart my computer, okay. Nick. So talk while I'm here, and I'm going to come right back. So Nick, carry the show real quick. I'm going to restart my computer real quick, okay? Wait, man, hold me back, man. All right, you still hear me, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, yeah. So let me see what's going on. All right. Hello. Okay, now let me go back to my YouTube Hangout and let's see if this sound. Man, what's going on with this shit?
Right, man. Working overtime, or shit.
Let me see if I got a crack in here real quick. Okay. I know. All right, Nick. Nick, I don't think he hear you, Nick. All right, hold on a second.
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear that now, Nick? Nick, can you hear that? Can y'all hear the caller?
Testing.
Let's see what we got here. Let me check my thing. What's going on, man? Hold me back, man. What the fuck? Can y'all hear the caller? Oh, you can hear the caller?
Testing.
Oh, I can hear my dude. What? All right, go ahead, my brother. Go ahead. Y'all, okay. Y'all hear the Jamaican accent?
Yeah, hear me now? Yeah, hear me now.
Okay. All right, man. They were holding us back, man. White man held us back, brother. Go ahead on and drop the knowledge on them. Oh,
so,
the motherfucking black shark just came up in this bitch. It is shark time, man. Stop the show. Y'all see a superstar when he come in this motherfucker. Don't act like you don't see my nigga. God damn, you got Superfly 75, the great black shark that came up in this bitch. He's a legend in black YouTube. God damn it. All right, go ahead, my brother.
Yes. So, as I was saying, the issue is not how well Kaepernick playing. The issue is the stance that Kaepernick took. You see, he never said he was ever a black leader, you know. He never came out and said, I'm a leader. All he did was he kneeled. It was a sign of protest. And the white folks came out and knocked him in the head. You see? So anytime you stand up as a black man in America, they're going to come out against you. You see, they're going to come out against you because that is the game in America. You can't be too black in America. You see, so that's all they did was punish the brother and make him an example. Say, look, you other Negroes, you better not do what he do. because this is what's going to happen to you. I respect the brother as a black man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of us have a color problem, you know. You know, we have a light skin, dark skin. We can't use that as a litmus test, because I know some black, blue-black Negroes that you know, you got to run from these niggas, you see them. Blue-black niggas, they no good. You know what I'm saying? So you can't use, oh, he light skin, or is one of his parents is a white man, you know. You got to look at the character of the person. What the, you know, the stance he took. And I respect that man, because black men were being shot, I mean, you know, left, right, and center, you know. And you notice it kind of subside now. But look, if they elect a Kamala Harris or a Cory Booker, you're going to see black people getting shot again. Anyway, O'Shea, take care. Keep up the good work.
Okay, my brother. That's our Jamaican brother, man. He be calling in. All right, let's bring in 919 real quick. And guys, the numbers is working. 919, you on the air with the Brother Pill. What's going on? I mean, that's the Brother Pill, but you just don't air on a regular nigga show. What's up, my brother? Our sister, whoever you might be.
Hey, what's going on, O'Shea? What's up, Nick? This is C-Boogie Productions, man.
What's up? Oh, hold on, man. Let me go ahead on and play a little song for you, brother. Hold on one second.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything. Everything.
C-Boogie in the motherfucking building. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, O'Shea? Salute, Nick. What's going on, comrade?
Oh, he probably can't hear you because on the other side, I ain't nigga rigged my shit up, but he'll be able to hear you by next week, man. Shout out to you, C-Boogie, man. You've been putting up some good stuff, man. You coming in and making a big swing in the manosphere right now, my brother.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, bro. But yeah, man, just to touch up on this Colin Kaepernick piece, man. You know, here's the thing with Kaepernick, man. Kind of like what Nick was alluding to with his, you know, Colin Kaepernick's mixed background, half black, half white. You know, like a lot of times with mixed children, man, they get confused on their identity. And I believe with Colin Kaepernick, he got in over his skis with this. Here's what I think happened. You know, I think Colin Kaepernick took a knee. And I didn't think he knew this thing was going to get this big. But what happened was, for the first time in Colin Kaepernick's life, he finally was accepted by the black community. And a lot of mixed kids go through this psychologically, man. And I think he rode that wave. I didn't think Colin Kaepernick knew that he was going to get exiled from the NFL, because I think if he knew that, maybe he would have thought twice about it. But I think this thing was, more of a psychological aspect with Colin Kaepernick. He always wanted that acceptance from his black side, which a lot of mixed kids go through. And so he finally got it, man. He got it from the masses, man. And they put his name up there with like a Malcolm X. And I thought that was blasphemy, man. So I think Colin Kaepernick got in too deep with this shit, man, and it kind of cost him his career. You know what I'm saying? But my thing with this is, you know, do I think he a sellout for taking the money? No. I'm going to say no, because I think Colin Kaepernick was in this thing for all the wrong reasons in the first place. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he actually even had a pulse on Black America. Because he didn't grow up around black folk. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't really know the nuances and the ins and outs what goes on in these inner cities. Colin Kaepernick, you know, he's not familiar with, you know, young black boys growing up in single mother households and the carnage that happens after that. So, you know, a lot of times, man, these guys, you know, they grow up in the suburbs. You know, they grow up around white folk. They only know what goes on in black America through the TV. But they never had boots on ground, man. So, you know, I think Colin Kaepernick, basically, to sum it up, put a bow on this thing. I think the guy is in over his skis, man. And, you know, it ultimately cost him his career. But I would have rather seen Colin Kaepernick not take a knee still get that NFL money, and if he still want to invest in the black community, he would have had the money to do that. But now he's out of the NFL. He don't have a lot of money coming in, and, you know, so I felt like he took that money.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. What do you think about, I mean, it seems like you know sports and stuff like that. Some folks think that he's a trash quarterback and he wouldn't have no, I mean, the reason why he didn't get picked up because he wasn't really that good. What's your take on that?
No, I think he was at least a good enough quarterback to at least be a backup. You know, the guy made it to the Super Bowl. You know, my Baltimore Ravens beat him. So, come on. You know, he at least could have been a second or third stringer. So, he had a spot on the NFL team. You know, so I think he was good enough for that.
Okay. You know what I mean? All right, man. Stop the channel up, man. Let everybody know where you at, man, for those who don't know you.
Yeah, man. Everybody subscribe to Steve Boogie Productions, you know, dropping some, I call it red pill motivation, you know, for black men, you know. So, yeah, man, just Steve Boogie Productions right here on YouTube, man. Thank you, O'Shea, for all the support, man. Nick Taylor, I want to salute y'all comrades, man. Y'all take it easy, bro.
All right. That's man. Steve Boogie, man. Man, he's coming for the top. The brother's a real good, and I like the way that he handles. One thing I like about C Boogie, man, is he's really patient with his subscribers, man, and everybody loves him. You know, he's real cool with everybody. He treats subscribers like he would want to be treated. You know, he's probably one of the best, if not the best, at that. So I want to shout him out for the way that he really respects the brothers. And there's people, and they love you, man. That's how you grow on YouTube, you know, by that's the C Boogie way. A lot of customer service, you know, brothers always shouting people out, and you can tell he's really doing it from the heart. Let me go to 713 before we go back to Nick. 713, you're on the air. What's going on with you? What's going on with you?
Hey, is this O'Shea? Appreciate
yes,
you taking my call, man. I heard you with Akatunde yesterday. Really enjoyed that show. A question. You asked some really great questions to him, by the way. Really, I like that, and I subscribed. So I put this question in the chat earlier, and I don't remember it verbatim, but it was basically, you know, in this discussion we're having today, or you're having today with Nick. And Nick, hello, I'm really liking this. Enjoying what you have to say too. We talk a lot about the black community, the white community, the Hispanic community, and I'm not trying to put out some Donald Trump talking point, but it seems to me more beneficial to talk about us as Americans. And I know that there are issues between the races, but I feel like we're always pointing the finger at each other. If you feel like I'm off topic, because I know this is about Kaepernick specifically, just tell me, but I'm just curious what you or the people in the chat think about that and just talking about us as Americans, because it seems like, for example, if we talk about the black community, you got light-skinned blacks, you got dark-skinned blacks, you got Jamaican blacks, you got African blacks, you know what I'm saying? And it just seems like this monolithic thing that just pigeonholes people into thinking that everyone needs to think a certain way, as opposed to just, man, I'm just going to put my head down and I'm going to work my ass off and, you know, to do it for us as a people, as a nation. And part of me saying that is because there's so much damn discrepancy out there about, let's talk, if we're talking about, you know, police violence, you know, you talk to a group of conservatives, whether they're black, Hispanic, or white, or Asian, or what have you, the conservatives are going to say, you know, there aren't tons of cops out there killing black people, you know, or at least some of their talking points will be, well, just as many white people got killed. You know, it's going to be something like that. And then nobody agrees on the statistic, as opposed to just saying, all right, look, fuck this, man. So go ahead. Sorry, I'm running my mouth.
Look, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just curious. Are you white or black? Are you black or?
I don't really want to say it because it gives somebody else a position to pigeonhole me in. I'm white.
No.
I'm white.
You're white.
But okay. Even asking the question to me seems kind of like, why are you asking? I'm just a caller that is enjoying your show. a lot, you know,
well,
and want to talk about
it. Yeah. So I thank you for enjoying this show, but it's like, well, number one, what you're, the reason why I ask is because you're calling and trying to divert the topic a whole lot.
No, I'm.
And.
Well, okay.
And so what you want to say is, so let me ask you this. What you're trying to
say
is.
I even asked the moderator. The moderator suggested that I called in, and I asked, is this going to be off topic?
So
I don't know. I hear what you're saying, though.
So basically, you calling in, and you know this is a black show. So you're calling into the black show, and you want to say.
I didn't know it was a black show. That's not in the, shit, I wouldn't have come in, man. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, you're here now, so. But I want to know. Why not? Okay, so why not talk about just being American? Okay, I'm gonna call you Mr. White Man, all right? Because you know, I don't know your name. So, Mr. White Man, let me ask you a question.
My name is Mike.
Mr. White Mike. I have a friend named White Mike. He as black, but you don't probably not him. White Mike, check me out, man. What would you suggest then? Since we're on the case of this. Mr. White Mike, what do you suggest then to how police brutality should be handled in the black community? I'm curious. I mean, the floor is yours. Tell me what we should do.
Well, I have an issue with talking. Okay, within a community that is demographically black, and I think a lot of guns, legal guns. I think black people need to be armed with legal arms, be able to protect themselves. I think that there needs to be better training. I think that there does. I mean, look, man, I'm not an expert on the solutions. I just kind of wanted to, I guess, open a discussion about it or just hear your opinion. I do think the black community needs legal guns, man. I think, like, if we take, like, Chicago, for example, I think I'm from Texas. And, well, I'm from Houston. The violence is pretty bad here. It's not like Chicago, but just in general in Texas, when I'm walking around the streets, I have in the back of my head, like, hey, I'm in fucking Texas. People got guns everywhere. And granted, I'm not walking around the wards by myself at night or any of that shit. But, excuse me for cursing. And then, for example, in Chicago, in most big metropolitan, you know, big cities, most of them are democratically run, and most of those fuckers have really strong gun laws. And I think it's actually a hindrance. Sorry, when I talk, sometimes I go off on little tangents. So if you feel the need to reel me in, go for it.
Why, Mike? Let me ask you this though, because the thing about it is this though, the topic was relating to Colin Kaepernick's stance against police brutality.
Right.
It really has nothing to do, because we know that there's illegal guns in America. We know that. But for this conversation, we're not dealing with that shit. The police got guns, okay? So I think what Kaepernick was trying to do, like, what's your take on that? Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're somewhere else. I don't know. Like, did you have two drinks before you called in, dog? What's going on with you?
No, I didn't. It's because I was speaking. Listen, man. I was speaking from my initial question in the chat, which you didn't see.
Okay.
I know I'm kind of all over the place.
That weed, man. That weed that have you. I understand.
What'd you say?
You using the weed? Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't ever try it. So basically, okay, we should focus on being American first, and then that will solve our problems. Anything else you want to say?
This conversation is just kind of, I think I took it sideways, man.
It's okay. White Mike, listen, man, thank you for calling in. All right, appreciate you. And don't carry too many guns in Texas. We don't want to see you get shot by the police, okay? Because it's enough. Now, that was an interesting caller. 570. Who the fuck is that? Okay, hold on a second, y'all Negroes. That was it. Look, when he called in, right? I noticed the calls went up, the views went up, right? White man called it. What up, Chief Drino? Oh, shit. All right, let me take one more call, okay? We have White Mike call 570. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's up, OJ? This is Harold. Hey, how you doing, Nick? I'm calling because, you know, my problem is, you know, you have black women that put the skin in the game. You got Spanish people put skin in the game. You know, you got everybody putting skin in the game, but except for us. It's, like, so embarrassing. You know, nobody wants to put money in to, you know, to you know, speak, you know, to for policies or to have some sort of respect. Like, all we do is just mouth. And everybody just look at us like we hoes. Like, I mean, it's just so disrespectful. I mean, I live here in Pennsylvania and stuff like that, and I go through all these white people, Spanish people, and they all look at me just until I, like, show them that I need, you know, that, you know, I demand respect, but they initially look at me like I'm a hoe because they see everything on TV. They see all we do is just run mouth, but we don't do anything, you know, about anything. So that's my problem with the whole Kaepernick or any other thing.
No, I agree. But let me ask you, do you think that that's the reason why, I mean, how does that relate, in your opinion, to the Kaepernick situation?
Because, I mean, we had this issue with the cops killing, you know, unarmed black people for the longest time. And, you know, nobody in the black community wanted to do anything. So they finally see somebody who's not even black do something. So they decided, okay, you know what? We're going to just use him to further our thing, but which was cool and all, but they know they're not offering the man any money or any real tangible support. So of course, what do you think he's going to do? He's gonna you know, be the hoe and accept the money from the man. Because, you know, he's like, well, I'd rather be a rich hoe than be a broke hoe. That's what we are. We broke hoe. We have all the money. We have all the spending power. But what do we do with it? Oh, yeah, you know what? Let me get my fourth pair of Jordans. Let me get me a Gucci bag. Let me, you know, give me, you know, come on. This is stupid. It's ridiculous.
Look,
I mean, it's just so
right
ridiculous.
Now, look. Hey, though, as you're saying that right now, look, let me say these niggas real quick. I can't even get niggas to like my video for free as a group of black men. Now, you know these niggas that you shit, right? You can't, they won't even like the video. You see that? For free shit. You can't even get niggas to do shit for free. like the video. I ain't gonna like it. So, you niggas like the video, man. The other brothers telling the truth. What do you think that these brothers can do, man, so that, you know, people will take, you know, the causes of, you know, black men being shot by the police stuff? What can brothers do to people to take us more seriously as a group, my brother?
Man, I thought about it. I mean, I can't even give you an answer, man. Because no matter how much you tell these fools, they're going to still keep on doing the same shit over and over again. It's almost, oh my God. It's almost like there was an old thing, Bill Cosby. He was saying about his kids and how he would tell them, hey, don't do this or don't do that. But then they do it, and then, they, you know, they get hit for it. And he had a saying for it. I forgot what was the saying. But it's like the same thing. It's almost like, you know, hey, don't put your hand in the oven, on the stove. You know, it's hot. You're going to get it burned, but they're going to still keep on putting their hand there and stick on burning it. Like, they're just retarded.
Right.
You know, I got my first house, you know, with a USDA loan because, you know, I couldn't afford, you know, to have a down payment and stuff like that. But I worked on my credit. It took me a whole year, and I got my first home. And now I'm looking forward to getting my second home, so, you know, I can have something that, you know, I can, you know, make money off of. And right now I'm just trying to do me and trying to, you know, get my paper and my assets up just for my grandkids. You know, I have one daughter, and she's going to be 18 next year, so.
All right. Okay, my brother. Well, let me know, get us some other callers and stuff, man. I appreciate you for calling.
Yeah,
yes. Thank you for calling in, my brother.
Yeah. Please.
All right. Yeah. All right, hold on, Nick. Before we come back to you, so listen, man, appreciate you brothers out there, but y'all niggas got to like the goddamn video. I don't give a fuck what else you do, but you got to like the video. Thank you for you brothers supporting financially on the Super Chat. Some of you get some super shout-outs. Now, Mr. Edmore, now, he ain't got to be the only one giving all the damn time. He didn't donate like 3 times now. I know some of y'all broke it for Valentine's Day. I know how it is. You know, bought that bitch all that stuff, and she won't get no pussy. Mr. Edmore, again, $5, super slide, $2. Chief Drano, what's good, family? Mr. White Mike, do you agree blacks believe their own separate part of USA? Do you agree blacks need to separate? If you guys know, Chief Drano was the brother I interviewed about the ADOS. Like 99% of them hated him. But let me go ahead on to 843-743-749. You're on the air with O'Shea. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, O'Shea? This is Joe BMT. I just want to give congratulations. I want to give a congratulations to Colin Kaepernick for showing those ashy-ass niggas that he never fucked with y'all. He used y'all until he got that paycheck.
Wait. Let me get the applause real quick.
Congratulations, Kaepernick. Yeah. I mean, he played the game. And he showed he played the game. And, I mean, y'all can say he's a sellout all y'all want, but when do black men get tired of being used? I mean, then y'all just had that boy Jesse Smollett try to pull a goddamn Negro card on y'all. Like, we always be getting these people. But look at that. Look at the comparison. There's always somebody on the outside that uses the black men towards a stepping stool benefit. Race offer.
Right.
I'm looking at those pictures of all these black men taking a knee and ripping up jerseys and I'm blacking out the NFL. And this man, not one time did this man ever speak. And that should have told y'all something long time ago. This nigga didn't give a goddamn about y'all. Because the question I would ask y'all is, do you think he gonna take any penny or dime of that money and put it towards any of you black boys? Or men? Hell no. He don't got to fuck with y'all. Not anymore. No. So the thing about it is, black men, y'all got to understand. Y'all stop trying to be in the media. Stop getting on y'all knees and praying to some white Jesus that y'all get saved and that somebody give a shit about you. Fix your own goddamn problems. Y'all don't want the police
right.
in your neighborhood? Police your own shit. Y'all get tired of the NFL? Well, shit, walk off. Don't go to practice. If 65% of y'all stop coming to practice, they're going to see something's up. They got to cut you some type of deal. But see,
right.
back then, we had resolution, and we had, I'm willing to put everything on the line to see it through. Nowadays, we see where, shit, I ain't about to risk my damn paycheck. Fuck you, me. I just want to make
good money. Let me ask you something. Do you think if it was the NFL's job to solve police brutality? I mean,
nope.
What do you think about that for black?
No, it is not the NFL's job to solve police brutality because the NFL does not write the laws for the people. The NFL is only entertainment. The NFL gives black men the money to actually
right.
post up. Look, I want to think about this. If you became an NFL player, let's say you became a linebacker, you now making $10 million a year. You literally can go to your old community, and this is how dumb black men are. This is how dumb they are. You literally could go pay for your own doggone community community watch, where you can educate them on civil rights and civil justice, as well as other things to put them on code. But niggas don't think like it. Please, white man, fix my problems. I need you. Rather than y'all do it yourselves. So you can't get mad when the white man says, you know what? I know how to show y'all just how real your shit is. Let me show Kaepernick they ain't no fucking money, which they ain't, in these niggas. Because niggas like it when you doing shit for them for free. But when you start saying, are y'all gonna pay me? Oh, hell no. No, Kaepernick. This is for a black Honda. Oh, fuck that. No. I still got bills at the end of the day. So he didn't want to fuck with y'all. So, y'all, I don't get mad at Kaepernick. Kaepernick was never with y'all. This man was talking about turtles. This man didn't even get a black woman to fuck with. This man grabbed some Arab woman, and they were using black. This is all you use is black talking points, and niggas fell for that. So how y'all can get mad when people use black talking points, and then all they got to say is a little Jesus this, Wakanda forever, we shall overcome, and throw up a fist, and everybody thinks you black. If that's how easy it is to get in the black community, y'all shouldn't say shit when a black man leaves the black community and come back with a white woman. Y'all shouldn't have a goddamn thing to say.
Oh.
So don't get mad at that white woman saying we're going to make more light babies. And Kaepernick just showed you that a lot of y'all black causes ain't shit that are run by people that don't even fuck with y'all. So that means a lot of holes in y'all shit.
Boy, you dropping it tonight, man. That's BMT of black male talk. Go ahead,
O'Shea, but you can go ahead and call them out. So what does that say about a lot of black causes? But a lot of these black causes and black organizations, they're not funded by black people. They're funded by white people. Me too. Black Lives Matter. Most of the goddamn things that are run by black social justice and liberals now are all Don Lemon, that dude Martin, the dude Martin, all these people out, the dude in the ESPN, all these dudes, they don't even, when they go home, they don't go to no black people, they don't go to no black community, they go to white communities, they go to white women, they don't go to no goddamn Bonquisha, they don't go to no Tanya, they go to white women and say, "Babe, you heard what I just said?" Yeah, they really believe that shit. Yeah, they do. It's pretty sad. Listen, until we handle our own shit, ain't nobody saving you Negroes. Nobody's saving us but ourselves.
Right.
So y'all want the I just want you to know, Colin Kaepernick took his reparations and ducked. He got his reparations. He's out. He got his 80 million. He out.
Right.
I'm proud of you, Kaepernick. I'm proud of you. All right, you handle the cat. You got it, cat.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks, my man. Black Male Talk. Let me just do this real quick. Let me take these other calls. We still got a lot of them. Nick, I'm coming back to you in just a second. Let me go ahead here, my brother. Thank you for the support, Harold Jackson. This is the Herald of Black Americans are hoes. Drizza 19, Jussie Smollett, Stage Attack. My brother Douglas Jones, always support out of New York, Saturday night. Shout out to O'Shea and the crew getting busy in the kitchen this evening, liking the video and enjoying the show. Thank you, man. I'm glad that the brothers, and listen, I'm going to get back to some more. I've been on this at ADOS, and I've been on some of my main political stories and breaking news stories and shit, but I'm going to get back to the Manosphere shit next week. I'll be back talking that shit, so y'all niggas know. All right, like the video. So don't think I'm going to get back on the regular shit. Thanks to Mr. Airborne 47. Thanks to the new 2-step, my brother. No problem, man. Thank you so much. So I'll be back on my regular content. We're going to be with the Hall of Game. We're going to talk about all kind of shit you niggas like to talk about. But I had to get back out there this week. There were some stories out there in these streets that I had to get on. I had to get on their ass real quick. Okay? And I had to get on. Let me get the 214. You on the line, my brother. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, O'Shea? This is Tariq, first time calling the show, listening to you through those Sunday night rumbles. But, yeah, with this whole Colin Kaepernick thing.
Thank you, my brother, for calling in, brother.
Oh, excellent, man. But, yeah, about this whole Colin Kaepernick thing, man, you know, it started – there's a lot of politics involved in it, too, because it started in the Obama administration. You know, when he first kneeled, he didn't really get any support from any of the black NFL players. You know what I'm saying? He was out there alone. He kneeled, and then, you know, of course, he got fired. It wasn't until Donald Trump got elected and Donald Trump spoke of the issue. It is now when black NFL players decided to take a knee and to make this seem like this is police brutality. Honestly, I think a lot of them did it just to buck Donald Trump, because if Trump didn't say anything, they would have kept playing football. The second thing is, you know, black folks, I think we half-ass protest. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. If you think about, like, Rosa Parks, you know, when she didn't want to sit in the back of the bus, she sat in the front, and, you know, she was tired. What happened after that? The entire black community decided not to catch the bus. You know, they didn't mm-hmm. half-ass do it, you know, and boycott some days.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
The simple fact that the black NFL players are still taking a check and kneeing, that's a half-ass protest. It just, the whole thing is fake. And then, yeah, Colin Kaepernick taking that money like that and then told to be quiet. What was he fighting for? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you were fighting for yourself. You taking money from Nike. You taking money from the NFL. In fact, I heard when the NFL, you know, the black NFL players was meeting with the league, Kaepernick was nowhere to be found. You know, so it's almost as if he went on in this victimhood status just to get the money. And yeah, I just feel like black folks have been bamboozled again, because nothing is going to come out of this, man. Like, I think this whole thing is a big waste of time. And, yeah, I'm not rocking with Colin at all. I mean, the man doesn't even speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly think it's his wife, or not his wife, his girlfriend running that camp. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I think, you know, same thing that you've been saying. He's a simp, you know what I mean? But, hey, he's a $60 to $80 million. Well, he's going to pay the lawyer fees and all that. That's probably going to hit him for about $10 million. But, shit, nigga got more money than me.
Yeah, man. But what my thing is, why do black folks, like, why do we take these symbolic things as such? We act like these are power moves, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you kneel, like, if you just look at kneeling throughout history, kneeling is a sign of submission. Like, I don't see no power in kneeling. And then we act like it's just sticking it to the white man. The only thing, and this is why I say it's political, the only thing it's just doing is just pissing off white conservatives, really. You know what I'm saying? It's not changing nothing. Ain't no police stations. Just nothing is being changed in the Justice Department. Absolutely nothing. There's no protest going there. It's like we expect the NFL to fix these problems. You know what I'm saying? It's a weak form of protest. It's a weak form of solution. And it just looks weak. It does nothing, man. And I don't know, bro. I just think that a lot of black folks went with it. I just think simply just to make white folks mad. I don't see an end game, and it just comes off as petty to me, man. But yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to say on that, man. It's just fake news to me.
All right, my brother. Well, I do thank you for calling in. Shout out to 214 calling in. Let's go to, let's see who's been waiting the longest. That's 323. That person called back in. 323, you're on the air. What's going on? 323? All right, white man is holding back. Is that Lolita? Lolita, if that's your 323 number. All right, 313. Detroit, you're on the building. What's going on with you, my brother?
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
O'Shea?
Yes, sir.
Hey, check this out. Let me say this. Not black people. Black millennials are the weakest generation of black people to ever come across these shores since they took niggas out of Africa. Explain to our lead is who are responsible for police brutality. Somebody put, try to make sense to that to me. What was the NFL was going to do in regards to police brutality? That makes no sense. I've been going back with folks all day long on Facebook saying, what did he prove by doing this? The general response was, oh, he supported us against police brutality. How? What did he do? What was his platform? What was he hoping to change? He never said anything. He said it was wrong for what the police were doing. Fuck, we all knew that was wrong. He ain't saying nothing we all didn't know. Or people saying, well, he brought it to light. He brought it to the public attention. You telling me the fucking riots in Ferguson didn't bring it to attention? The fucking riots in Baltimore didn't bring it to attention? These new niggas are about the dumbest I ever seen. I'm old enough to remember the men of the 70s who were still militant. I remember when I can't think of his name right now. When black men had their own radio stations, and they would be out there saying the white man is the devil. This the white man. They weren't holding back on anything. They will tell you the white man is the devil. Is this and that and this and that. I mean, they will let you know. And that's why Clinton had that law change back in the telecommunication law, because he got rid of all that. Up to that point, they still had their own radio stations and told you about the white devil. So they stayed strong. But these new niggas, I'm telling you, y'all are weak. It's probably saying why some of y'all are gay. That comes out. A lot of these boys are just freaking. But I'm gonna take off though. But somebody explained to me what change was Colin Kaepernick supposed to do by his protest? What was his platform? What was he supposed to make? How was he supposed to make things better, baby? And what was he supposed to have done by making things better? No one can explain that to me, and they all get glad that he got more money. He was a millionaire before he got the money. He was a millionaire before he got the money. He became a multimillionaire after he got the money. What is he going to do with that money? He's going to disappear. That's it. You ain't going to hear from him again. I ain't heard from him the last, 2 years? Have anybody heard from him? I ain't seen him anything, no news, no programs. I ain't seen him on Steve Harvey's show. I ain't seen him on Dr. Phil's show. So what was he doing? I ain't seen – has Oprah interviewed? Have you seen an interview with him about Oprah? I haven't. And then we ain't going to see anything. He got his money. He probably going to travel around the world, do some crazy shit. He's going to disappear the rest of his life. I mean, he's going to disappear out of public's life. So that's all I got to say, man. But – you new niggas are dumb. That's all I got to add.
All right, my brother. All right. He called it roast the millennial people, man. All right, listen, man. Look, man. He called in. He going hard, man. So, listen. You know, y'all like the videos, man. I ain't gonna be on here all night talking to you, niggas. That was a pretty interesting call, man. Yeah, you know, some of you new niggas, man, I gotta say, you know, I was right there about to be a millennial, but God said, no, not you. Not you. I can't let you grow up with these niggas. All right. I'm one of the last of a dying breed, you know what I mean? But I understand. I can't get with them kind of pants you niggas is wearing out here these days, brothers, and that mumble rap and all of that. I ain't talking shit on you, player. And then even in basketball, you niggas don't even, ain't no post moves no more. Niggas just shoot threes from half court all day. You ain't got no positions and nothing like that. You got, everybody's a point guard. I mean, you can't foul nobody. And I'm not no goddamn millennial, nigga. My hairline ain't no millennial. You see my hairline? Nigga, my hairline is anti-millennial. Nigga, don't you ever in your life call me no millennial, nigga. Shit, nigga. Hold on a second. Shout out to O'Shea. Kaepernick got to eat, too. 2019, blacks need to separate or rise up along the top complaining how bad the right is. Solution, get out and let the bitch burn. The motherland awaits. Hashtag Malcolm X. All right, now, don't let the Australian brother out-donate y'all, man. shout out to Chief Driver. He gave me a hell of a show, my brother right there. Let me go ahead and go to another caller. Who do we have? 651.
Brother,
I'll
donate y'all, man. Shout out to Team Grindle. He gave me a hell of a
brother,
show,
brother,
my brother,
brother
right
brother,
there.
Brother,
let me go ahead and go to
white
another
man.
Caller. Who do we have? 651.
Back,
you on the air?
White man.
Brother, I'll donate
brother,
y'all, man.
Brother.
Shout out to Team Grindle. He gave me a hell of a show, my brother,
brother
right there.
Brother.
Let me go ahead
brother.
And.
Hello?
Brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, Emmanuel. Perry, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? I'm good. Yeah, I mean,
white
I want to say that,
back.
Yeah, he was.
He was what?
Oh, because he took the money. Because if it really was all about, you know, it took any money at all, you know. And I felt like he probably could have made more. Like, because he's 31 now.
Brother, the white man's holding your phone back, brother. What's going on?
Oh.
White man holding your phone back. Yes, sir.
All right. Can you hear me clear now?
Yes, sir. I hear you right now. What's going on, my brother?
All right. Cool, cool. Yeah, yeah. So I feel like Kaepernick sold out because he took the money, basically. And if he didn't take the money, he probably would have – and he stayed in the league for like 10 – like another 10 years or so, or whatever, so he's like 41, 42 or whatever, he probably would make more than 60 or even $80 million, you know, and he probably would have been in a better position being in the NFL. And, like, when it first started, for me, like, I wanted to, like, I didn't really get what his whole drive was, what he was trying to accomplish, because, like, it was only, like, two or three things coming on mind. Like, either he wanted the NFL to stop playing the national anthem, like, completely, which wasn't going to happen, or he wanted, like, the national anthem to stop playing across all leagues, which wasn't going to happen either, or he was just trying to get people aware of the, you know, injustices going on in the U.S. But, like, most people already know. So if he's trying to get us aware, you might as well stay in the league and then just, you know, come out to do, like you said, do community work, do the footwork, and come out and educate people, you know, about the injustices and how to, you know, how to prevent it and what to do going forward. But he never really had, like, a direct, like, a clear path. You know, he really didn't have a direction. And then also, I've been looking over here, looking on the, looking online, like looking at his girl. His girl is like 37. Oh, she's almost 40, right? So she basically got with him when she was like maybe 33, 32, when she was past the wall, right? So she's looking at him as, you know, as a gold mine. That's kind of what I feel. And kind of like y'all said, she's been kind of like coaching him, telling him what to say and do what to do. Because before that, he wasn't doing any of this. And also, yeah, her net worth is like way, it's not even $3 million, you know, and she's in media, because I remember they talked about this, what she said like a few years ago or so, where the Ravens tried to get Kaepernick to sign, but she sent out a tweet on about Ray Lewis comparing him to, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, some Django, right? She kind of made the Django comparison, and that didn't help at all, and they just totally said no. You know what I mean? And her being in media, because she's a radio show host, I think, and she does like a lot of interviews and stuff like that. So it's like,
right?
She knows that. Why would she say something like that? She knows that's going to hurt him potentially getting back into the NFL. You know, and she's supposedly older than him and in media. So I didn't get that. You know, so I feel like, yeah, he just kind of, you know, he saw the first, you know. She kind of, like, used her magic or whatever on him, and he just kind of fell for her. And she was way past the wall. So, I don't know. Yeah, he's set. I mean, for the most part, that's what I got to say. And then for the on the football side, like, he was a really good athlete. He's, like, one of the best athletes in the league. But he just developed as a quarterback. You know, you had a lot of great quarterbacks that could run, like John Elway, but they was, or, you know, or Warren Moon, but they could run, but they were quarterbacks. They could throw from the pocket and run as well. You know, and yeah, he basically didn't develop, and that's what happened to him. And they kind of figured him out. So, yeah, that's me.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Thanks so much for calling in. Let me do this. Let's go to 647-785. You on the line? What's going on tonight?
Hello. So I'm a little confused about the question. So I'm wondering, did Colin Kaepernick have to do something in return of receiving the money?
I don't think so, no. I think that he just proved that the NFL was holding him out of the league. So that's what they settled for.
I don't really think it's a sellout then. If that's the case then.
Okay.
But the main reason why I called in is the police brutality question with the white guy that called in.
Okay.
For me, I think with police brutality is that black people need to focus on what they're doing wrong that is attracting the police in the first place. Because it's a two-way street. If you, for example, in terms of the statistics, I think black people commit about like at least over a quarter of the total crimes in America, while they represent about like I think 13% of the population. That means there's an overrepresentation of crime, which means you're going to commit. It means that police officers are going to interact with black people at a disproportionate rate, which means you're going to get shot at a disproportionate rate. So I think a lot of the issues need to start from the black community, the black family, get more fathers into the home. And, and if you start from there, then you can kind of look at the police force and talk about, all right, you need to improve here and there and whatnot. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. And then I think that's pretty much everybody. Let me see. Did I get 785 already? 785, did I get you?
No, you didn't. What's up, man? How you going?
Doing pretty good, but thank you for calling in. What's going on?
Yeah, man, there's a lot of confusion about Kaepernick. It's kind of interesting what the last guy had to say. First, you know, I don't even want to discuss about black people committing all the crimes. We're arrested for crimes, but everyone's out here committing crimes, even though we do clearly have some mess, you know, in our community. But I did want to talk about Kaepernick. Kaepernick was never a leader. He was never revolutionary. He never really had anything to say. It was clear that Nesniddy was telling him what to do, telling him what to say. The man had handlers at all times. He didn't really have the ability, even at the beginning, to really speak what his issue was. That's why it was so easy for so many other people, including the president, Trump, to grab in there and tell people what it was. The whole thing was confusing. First it was about sitting, then it was kneeling, then it was the anthem, then it was the military. But I just want to tell you an interesting thing about the whole, if I could, the interesting thing about the whole thing was the reason the NFL settled was the NFL tried to get the whole thing dismissed before they started discovery, which would allow Kaepernick's attorneys to go through all the NFL executives' emails. Every email that came to them, every email that was sent from any executive, anyone who has any sort of management. And that went up to the commissioner. And they tried to get that dismissed. It looked like that took about 2 or 3 months. And once the judge said, no, we're not going to dismiss the case, we're going to let you go ahead with discovery, at that point they just cut him a check. And so it was interesting. They kind of outmaneuvered the whole NFL and the whole thing. It's a nice check for him. I think he will give something back. He already has given a significant amount of time and money back. But the reality of it was he, you know, that nobody wants to really tell the truth about. He's a below average quarterback. That's what he was. Time had passed him by. He wasn't going to play another 12 years in the league, but it is what it is. And I think, as you said here many times, we got to stop looking for people to be our leaders. And that was the problem.
Right.
You know, it just seemed just because for some reason he resembled Huey Newton, that was enough for a lot of people. And as always, as you say, we're still looking for leaders. I think people are looking for you to lead, man. You know, so that's all I
got
to say.
Got
good show. Thanks for having us on.
All right, Robert. All right, man. Thank you so much. And last call of the night, 323-362, and I'm going to let Nick, I'm tired. It's 4:31 in the morning. What's up, 323? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, bro? This is Mega Dread.
What's going on? What's up,
yeah,
what's
man.
Up?
Hey, what's up, bro? Heck yeah. You know, just from my perspective on these dealings with Cap is just basically the media and also our government likes to use individuals as sort of like demigods. And this has been going on since, of course, the days of Egypt and Rome, but they're basically cult of personalities. They inspire and they also, at the same time, generate a lot of economic revenue for this country. So nine times out of ten, there's always an objective that basically revolves around human instrumentality. It's basically using this as a stepping stone. That's all I really got to say.
Okay. All right, my brother. All right. Thank you for calling in, man. Let me go ahead and go back to Nick and hold us down. Nick, you there? Wait, hold on. Let me turn you back. Hold on a second. Yeah, again. Let me turn this shit down. Hey, man, what the hell is... Can you hear me? All right, good. All right, Nick, yeah, I hear you. Right. Right. What? Martin Luther King. Oh, man, not Taco Mix. Right. And not to mention the endorsements or whatever he had going on. Right. I do despise. But the more I see niggas, the more I like fly. Really? Wow. Okay. Right, yeah. I'm not hating on you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't get that. Don't get it. Don't get it. Don't get it. Mm-hmm. Right. Was gonna touch him. No, they no. That's facts. You gotta be honest, that's facts. We'll talk shit to everybody else, but except for the motherfucker that's actually doing shit. Yeah. Yeah, he said it. Yeah, he did. But it's true, though. It's true is what he said it. Nope. Yep. Right. Yeah. It'd be dangerous to give you. Oh, man. All right. Right. Well, I mean, I made my case on a little earlier today, you know, on my, I don't know if you heard it. I did a live stream on it earlier today. Some motherfuckers, yeah, I was going in. I was going in on that one. So, no, I don't think I told these niggas how I felt, you know? Right. Right. So let me just do this real quick. And, guys, so I want to thank everybody. We got a hell of a Sunday Rumble coming. Shout out to the moderators, J.J. Redwood. It is 5 in the morning here right now. And let me just shout out to some people. I got to do – there's so much happening right now in Black America. I mean, you got the Jussie Smollett Negro. You got – they need to put his ass in jail. They need to put all of them niggas in jail. All of them. Rex Turner. Yeah, I mean, and they got to be the dumbest niggas. Hey, dog, beat me up. So, and they agreed to do it. I mean, this is stupid. Rex Turner, Cap did what average black man needs to do to secure their future. Then you fund what you stand for. I went from 12, 36 an hour to 80K salary in 6 years. All in your mindset. Congratulations, brother Rex Turner. I'm glad that you've been able to do that. Thank you, brothers. I'm glad that you, yeah, man, I've been kicking ass today. I'm trying to get these streams out. I'm a little behind in the work. But thank you for calling in. Again, I'm going to get back to the regular classic Black Manosphere content next week. But it's so much shit that's been going on in these Black American internet streets. I had to give these niggas some of my mind on this. I couldn't stay away from the bush. You know what I mean? The bush was burning, and it was not consumed, and I was trying not to look at it, but I couldn't stay away from the bush. It was burning up, but it wasn't being consumed, so I had to look at it. You know, so when that bush is burning, and every now and then I will, these topics, I really don't do, whatever the information may, I really don't do hot topics, but these niggas have been acting a fool around this goddamn Black internet the last goddamn 2 weeks. I have to say something to these niggas. I had to, my blood was just, it was like R. Kelly. My mind was telling me no, but my body was telling, yeah, I had to get these niggas ass. I had to do it. So, look. Oh, Lord. So listen, y'all. We'll see the whole crew, man. Tomorrow we got BGS Skidmore leading off. Then after that, next week, we got Dr. Movie coming back. So we got some two good weeks of the Rumble. The Rumble's the best show on Sundays. Shout out to Information Man. He be holding us down on the Rumble. Do a show on R. Kelly. John Crow, nigga, who are you? Just everybody focus on this. Who are you, nigga? I don't even know who you are. You just suggest that niggas do hella shit. Like, how long have you been on my channel? Like, always a random nigga. Do a show on Wonder Bread. Do a show on Reebok. Do a show. Jamaica Caller. Oh, okay. Well, nigga, I did a show on RK like 3 weeks ago. Where the hell was you at? Yeah, man, that show got 50,000 views. Man, white man holding you back from the shows, nigga. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the first. Jamaica. What's up, man? Yeah. Okay, John Crow. Now, you know that ain't your real name. That's that nigga trying to stay incognito like a motherfucker. Yeah, I don't want anybody to know my real shit, man. They got new evidence on him. Oh, okay. Oh. Wait, they got two dudes doing what? Wait, R. Kelly, I heard R. Kelly got some more sex tapes out. Don't he talk about? Yeah, I can't. Look, yeah. I gotta get some. Oh, the Nigerian brother told him everything. Yeah. So you know I gotta get Justin Smiley tomorrow. I gotta get him. See, I was trying to stay away from the bush, but Jussie Smollett, you are on my nigga dar. Now, I got to get you. You're another liberal. You're another crybaby Negro. I got to get you. One thing I hate is liberal blacks, crybaby blacks that cry. I don't hate them because they're black, but I hate their talking points. This is what I'm saying. I hate liberal black crybaby talking points. I hate that. I don't hate them. I love black people, but I hate liberal black talking points. I hate that. It just because they know it doesn't work, and they know that it doesn't help. I cannot stand them. I don't hate them because they're black. I hate some positions because they know that it don't work. Oh, yeah, man. It's just so hypocritical, man. That's what it is.
So, I don't know. I'm tired of niggas. But anyway, listen, brother, let me get out of here. Thank you, brother, for listening. Anything else you want to say? Wait, this nigga owed him he got his ass. You pay somebody to whoop your ass, and then you still owe them money. I'm going to really have some fun with this nigga tomorrow. No, I'm going to fuck with him, College Genesis. Shout out to Brother College Genesis. I'm going to fuck his ass up on one of my classic views. nigga, I'm gonna have a good time with that nigga. I mean, anyway, let me get out of here. Peace out there, everybody. Peace. Boy, I'll tell you these niggas.